الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد continue our studies in مسائل الجاهلية the affairs of the days of ignorance by the great Imam Sheikh Muhammad ibn عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى we have come to السادسة والسبعون السادسة والسبعون the 76th the 76th affair from the affairs of al-jahiliyyah as-sadisa was-sab'un the 76th affair from the affairs of al-jahiliyyah the author he mentioned rahimahullahu ta'ala al-makru al-kubbar kafi'li qawmi nuh the great plotting as done by the people of nuh alayhi salatu wassalam al-makru Al-Kubbar, the great plotting and planning to spread evil and mischief and call the people to deviation and to polytheism and associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship and to follow the ways of the devil instead of the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the path that leads to him, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we have seen in a number of previous classes these plots that the enemies of Al-Islam they have and the enemies of the prophets and messengers they were upon many different tactics that they would employ. We have seen many examples from that from the Jews specifically and likewise from the pagans and polytheists with regards to the plotting and planning and the tactics that they employ yani to mislead the people and to follow desires. So this is to emphasize that which has proceeded, that the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the times of old, they're always plotting and planning and devising tactics to employ to mislead the people and to follow their desires and to reject the truth. Al-makru al-kubbar kafi'li qawmi nuh, the great plotting, like the plots of the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. And he's the first messenger. So the enemies of al-Islam, the enemies of Allah azza wa jal, they're plotting in this manner. It's been mentioned by Ibn Kathir, rahimahullahu ta'ala, with regards to the interpretation of this verse. He says, وَالْمَعْنَى فِي قَوْلِهِ وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا كُبَّارًا And the meaning of the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they plotted a great plotting, yani the people of Nuh, أي بِاتِّبَاعِهِمْ فِي تَسْوِيلِهِمْ أي بِاتِّبَاعِهِمْ فِي تَسْوِيلِهِمْ لَهُمْ بِأَنَّهُمْ عَلَى الْحَقِّ وَالْهُدَى Meaning that is that by following them and deluding others into thinking that they were upon the truth and guidance. And in that they would employ many different tactics to turn the people away from the prophets and messengers, alayhimu salatu wassalam, and the truth and guidance that they came with, and to deceive them and to delude them, making them think that that which they are upon is correct, and that which they are upon is truth, and that which they are upon is the good and proper way, and thus they will rebel against the prophets and messengers alayhim as-salatu wassalam and belie them and deny them. And this is the trial and test for mankind, and this is from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, rahimahullah, kama yaquluna lahum yawm al-qiyamah, just as they will say to them on the day of resurrection, bal makru al-layli wan-nahari idh ta'muruna an nakfura billahi wa naj'ala lahu And on the day of resurrection, they will say, Nay, but it was your plotting by night and day. It was your plotting by night and day when you ordered us to disbelieve in Allah and to set up rivals to Him. So the great plot, waliyadhu billah, is to mislead the people away from the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is the call of the devil. Waliyadhu billah. And those who respond to that call and they obey Him in that, then they fall for that plot and they're deluded in this affair. And this is the path that leads to the anger of Allah and the hellfire. So the great plot and the great plan is to deceive the people and to turn them away from the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And there are many different tactics to employ and to achieve these lowly aims and these lowly goals. Some of them will lead to shirk waliyadhu billah and to disbelief. And even if a person is not led in this manner, he'll be led to innovation and deviation, or he'll be led to sin and transgression and misguidance, or he could be led to not taking advantage of his time. He can be led to wasting his time. So the devil, he has great plots to deceive the son of Adam, waliyadhu billah, to deceive the son of Adam. So this is what they'll say. بَلْ مَكْرُ لَيْلٍ وَالنَّهَارِ Rather, they're plotting night and day. إِذْ تَأْمُرُونَنَا Rather, you're plotting night and day. إِذْ تَأْمُرُونَنَا أَنَكْفُرَ بِاللَّهِ وَنَجْعَلَ لَهُ أَنْدَادًا Whenever you ordered us to disbelieve in Allah and to set up rivals with Him in worship. And to set up rivals with Him in worship. Ibn Kathir, he says, رَحِمَهُ وَلِهَذَا قَالَ هَهُنَا And for this and reason here, for this purpose or understanding, for this understanding now, Allah, He mentions here, yani with regards to the people of Nuh, وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا كُبَّارًا وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا كُبَّارًا وَقَالُوا لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاءً وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَسْرًا And for this reason, we see that Allah, He mentioned after this. And they have plotted a mighty plot. المكر الكبار يعني المكر العظيم جدا. A great plot. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ And what is it? And that they said, do not leave your gods. Do not leave Wad or Su'a or Yaguth or Ya'uq or Nasr. And these are the names of the idols of the people of Nuh, that which he warned from and called the people to leave off and to worship Allah alone. So Ibn Kathir, he says, رَحِمَهَ وَهَذِهِ أَسْمَاءُ وَأَسْنَامِهِمْ أَلَّتِي كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَهَا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ That these are the names of their idols which they used to worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is from the ways of the people of Al-Jahiriyyah, from the pagans and polytheists, and likewise from the Jews and Christians, that they employ different tactics and they plot great plots and schemes against the believers to mislead the people away from the path of Allah, to delude them, to make them believe that they're upon the truth and that which they're upon is goodness and that which they're upon is guidance and that which the believers is upon is falsehood. Many, many different tactics, وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ Even to the extent that many of the believers that have been affected by that and they work in this pathway, misleading the people and calling the people, being deceived by the tactics and the plots of the enemies of Al-Islam. Of the enemies of Al-Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about the plots of His enemies. Many, many verses in His book, subhanahu wa ta'ala, clarifying likewise that this is a test and a trial. And that the people who are plotting, they're only plotting according to the wisdom and the decree of Allah. And this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He allows to happen as a test and a trial for the believers, to distinguish them. And they are not able to escape Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor His command and authority. Allah, He mentioned in His book, وَقَدْ مَكَرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبَلِهِمْ فَلِلَّهِ الْمَكْرُ جَمِيعًا فَلِلَّهِ الْمَكْرُ جَمِيعًا يَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ وَسَيَعْلَمُ الْكُفَارُ لِمَنْ عُقَبَ الدَّارِ And indeed, those before them plotted. Before as well, the people of misguidance and deviation, the people of desires and whims, they plotted their plots. But all planning is Allah's. And meaning the decree and the command and anything that happens in this creation is according to that which Allah has willed, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows what every person earns, and the disbelievers will know who gets the good end, yani the final destination, the good home and the paradise. So this is a reminder that the command is the command of Allah and nothing happens in this creation except with the permission of Allah based upon Allah's supreme knowledge and ultimate wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which happens in this life from good and evil is a test and a trial. Is a test and a trial. وَالْعَقِبَةِ لِلْتَقْوَى And the final and good outcome is with piety. وَالْعَقِبَةِ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ For the people of taqwa. So therefore a believer, he must not be discouraged from the plots of the enemies of Al-Islam, especially in these days there's great plots. And a believer should be aware of these affairs. Great plots to destroy Islam and to humiliate its people, to take advantage of the believers, and to misguide mankind. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ And from the greatest plots that they have is to turn the believers against each other. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ So that they can sit back and laugh and enjoy themselves and take from their natural resources and use them and abuse them, وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ and mislead them. But the plot is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the good outcome is for the people of piety. So one, he must realize that the command is the command of Allah, and that there is a path that leads to Allah, and that there is a legislation in Allah, and a way to deal with everything in this life in a manner pleasing. And that's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that has been clarified, and that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sent with from guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned istikbaran fil ardi wa makra sayyi wa la yihiku al makru sayyi'u illa bi ahli. And due to their arrogance in their land and their plotting of evil, but the evil plot encompasses only him who makes it. So they may feel or be deceived themselves like they're getting over, or like they're gaining authority, or like they have some position, or that they're making advancements. In the end, they're going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be taken to account. But the evil plot encompasses only him who makes it. So those who plot, they're only plotting against their own souls. And those who are scheming and deploying these different tactics to deceive the people, they're only harming their own souls. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, وَاسْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا تَكُوا فِي ضَيْكٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. And endure patiently, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and likewise those who follow him. And your patience is not but from Allah. Meaning you cannot be patient if Allah does not aid you and assist you and grant you patience. So therefore, be patient for the sake of Allah and seek patience through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obeying him and begging him to make you firm and steadfast. And be not distressed because of what they plot. وَلَا تَكُنْ فِي ذِيكٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ وَلَا تَكُنْ فِي ذِيكٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ. And do not be distressed because of what they plot. Truly, Allah is with those who fear him, and those who keep their duty to him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who are good doers. So there are so many different plots that the enemies of Al-Islam, they are trying to use and employ to mislead and misguide the believers, dividing the Muslims into different sects and turning them against each other and causing them to rile up against the rulers and to go through chaos and great turmoil in their lands. And the likes like this and all of this, again, is from the plots of the enemies of Al-Islam. Until now, their main goal is to do what they have been able to do to many of the Muslim lands, to the most holy and sacred of those lands. And this is why they have such great plots to make the believers have enmity and rancor in their hearts towards the leaders of Al-Mamlaka Al-Arabiya Al-Saudiyah. May Allah preserve them and protect them. And may Allah grant them steadfastness and firmness. And may Allah cover their faults and make them strong and firm upon the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. So much benefit that they bring for the believers and for Islam and for the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that goes unmentioned many times. And no doubt no one is perfect, but alhamdulillah, it is a country that is established upon Tawheed, and it is a country that is established upon the sunnah, and it's a country that is established upon Salafiyyah. And this is something that's known. And that is clear. And no one would like for that to fall except for the enemies of Al-Islam. If you look in previous history, whenever there were other people in authority, other Muslims in authority of Medina and Mecca, you will find in the graveyard next to the Prophet's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam great domes and great buildings and other things that are worship and graves worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, and Shaykh Muhammad ibn Sa'ud, rahimahullah, they came and they removed all of that. And it remains removed until today. Alhamdulillah. There's no graves worship there, and there's no innovations established outwardly there, and the likes like this. And some people may say, oh, well, there are sins there. We say, okay, there are sins there. But also, that compared to other places, they're few. And then we'll say, even in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are sins in the community. There was a man who kept drinking time after time. He's lashed more than one time. There are individuals, more than one person. They were stoned for fornication. There are people committing. There was people, their hands were cut for theft. These things are occurring inside with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his community. Whenever he's the imam, whenever he is the ruler, and the likes like this, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there's always going to be any things like this that's occurring. But so long as the head of the affair is established, the deen of Allah is correct, the understanding of the religion is practiced properly and clarified, then this is what is the determining factor. So these are from the plots of the enemies of Al-Islam to cause turmoil and riots and chaos and great ills in the Muslim lands at the hands of the Muslims themselves. So we should not be deceived. we should not be deceived. So there are many great plans and plots and schemes that the disbelievers they're doing in these days. And even in these times we see that it's increasing and it's increasing and it's increasing. But again, a believer, he's not going to be overwhelmed with these affairs or preoccupied with these affairs. No doubt it's incumbent to have knowledge of the plots of the enemies to avoid them, or to have knowledge of evil and misguidance, or the knowledge of the current trials and the likes like this, to not be affected by them and to be safe by them. But a person, he will not be overwhelmed by them, and he will not be overcome by them, and he will not be preoccupied by them to the extent that he forgets his own purpose in life. He delves head first into these affairs, or he delves head first into the affairs. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned an ibadah to fil haraji ka hijrati ilayya, that to worship Allah in times of turmoil and killing and the likes like this is like migrating to him. It's like migrating to him. Yani, so we're encouraged in the times of fitan and trial to avoid these affairs and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the end, we're all going to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that which is most important is that we establish our religion and we prepare for the meeting of Allah. And we cultivate ourselves and our families upon the deen of Allah, upon the tawheed of Allah, upon sincere trust and reliance in Allah, and upon the obedience of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in public and in private. This is the means for success. As for what Allah decrees that will happen in the turmoils and the trials that would occur in this life, then this is from His wisdom subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're tried with regards to that. And there's a path that is proper and correct and clear that is pleasing to Allah in dealing with these trials of life. And there are other pathways of misguidance and deviation. So the true believers, they will follow the path that leads to Allah of obedience, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will be successful in these trials of life. And as for those who follow their desires or their whims or the misguided, then they will follow the ways of the people of al-jahiliyyah, and they will get involved in these affairs, and they will be destroyed like those before them were destroyed. The author, he says, As-Sabi'ah wa Sab'un, the 77th affair from the affairs of al-jahiliyyah. Anna immatahum, imma alimun fajir, wa imma abidun jahil. He says, rahimahullah, the 77th affair from the affairs of al-jahiliyyah is that their leaders, they're either wicked scholars or ignorant worshippers. And these are the people who had authority over them. The head of the people of jahiliyyah were the people of knowledge, yet they're corrupted and evil, and they misused the knowledge that they had to rule the people, to take advantage of them, and to belittle them, and to have authority over them, and to have authority in the land, and to obtain wealth and property and the likes. And as for the laymen, those who were devout and worshipped, then they worshipped upon ignorance, not upon knowledge. So these were their leaders. So no doubt the best of the people, they are the scholars and the devout worshippers. They are the scholars and the devout worshippers, the best of the people, the best of this ummah, the ulama'uha wa ubaduha, afdal hadhihi al-ummah, yani al-an, the best of this ummah today, they're the scholars, the people of knowledge, and the devout worshippers, and the devout worshippers. But if the scholars are corrupted, waliyadhi billah, if the scholars are corrupted and their hearts are overcome with lust and desires for this worldly life, and they cling heavily to the earth, then they will use that knowledge to obtain that which they desire and they love. And that is the dunya. That is the dunya and the authority and the ri'asa and the leadership in this worldly life, and they will abuse that knowledge. This is the ways of the people of jahiliyyah. And likewise, the devout worshippers, if they are ignorant and they do not learn the fundamentals of worship and the proper means, then they will perform actions of worship upon misguidance and deviation, and they will be leaders in this affair. Because the scholars and the devout worshippers, they are role models. So if they're corrupted, then the people, they are corrupted. So the people of al-jahiliyyah, they take their leaders were either ignorant scholars, or their leaders were either wicked and misguided scholars, or they were ignorant worshippers. So deviation from the straight path, it occurs either by shubuhat or by shahawat. The shubuhat are misconceptions, misunderstandings in the religion, and not having light or guidance. These devout worshippers, they're ignorant. They do not know the right path. Their creed is corrupt, or their actions of worship are corrupt, and they worship Allah upon misguidance and deviation, not upon knowledge and light. So how can they ever achieve their aim and their goal. And how could they ever reach the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowledge of the ways that lead to Him subhanahu. Without knowledge of the ways that lead to Him subhanahu. As for the shahawat, then these are the impermissible lusts and desires. So the people of knowledge, they are tried with these affairs likewise. If they are not sincere and truthful, then they have knowledge, so they're not affected by doubts and misconceptions like the ignorant. Maybe they have knowledge of the rulings of the legislation and how to act and how to move and the likes like this, but they use that knowledge for worldly gain. But they use that knowledge for worldly gain. So they're tried with shahawat. They're tried with shahawat, lusts that are impermissible, and they love and desire wealth and authority in a great manner, and they use that lofty knowledge that they were blessed with to obtain that. So these are the leaders of the people of al-Jahiliyyah. These are the leaders of the people of al-Jahiliyyah, imma alimun fajir wa imma abidun jahil, either a corrupt, wicked, evil scholar or an ignorant, devout worshipper. The author, he says, كَمَا فِي قَوْلِهِ, as in the statement of Allah the Most High, وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ إِلَى قَوْلِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ. So the author, he mentions now some verses from Surah Al-Baqarah. Some verses from Surah Al-Baqarah, rahimahullahu ta'ala. The statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ, that indeed there was a party among them who used to hear the words of Allah. They used to hear the words of Allah. Until the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ, and also from them as well, meaning from the Jews. From the Jews there are أُمِّيُّونَ, any people who are literate, unlettered people, who do not know the book. وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. There are people who are illiterate, meaning they're ignorant, laymen from the people of the book, from the Jews, and they do not know anything of the book except for false hopes or lies or misguidance that they had been taught from their corrupt and evil scholars. So they do not do anything but guess. So with regards to these verses here, Ibn Kathir, he mentioned, rahimahullah, وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. That he says that indeed they used to hear the word of Allah and they used to change it. That is, they interpreted it contrary to its correct interpretation after having understood it clearly. يعني أي يتأولونه على غير تأويله من بعد ما أقالوه أي فهموه على الجرية وما هذا يخالفونه على بصيرة وهم يعلمون أنهم مخطئون فيما ذهبوا إليه من تحريفه وتهويله. He says the meaning of the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يَحَرِّفُونَهُ. That indeed, there was a group from them, meaning from the Jews. They used to hear the words of Allah, meaning they used to hear the Torah, and they are aware of this revelation. Of course, they're people of knowledge. But then after that, ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ, then they would change it. They would change it and make the improper interpretation. And this is from examples of the makr of those people. From their makr, we have seen previously that they have tactics they employ with regards to words and changing the words and adding letters or taking away letters or changing the i'rab or changing the context or changing the syntax or changing the verses entirely or hiding and concealing or adding and making additions. All of this we have seen examples of this. So the author is continuing upon this way. This is from their makr. This is from their makr and the way that they follow their desires. But the thing is now about those who are doing that, they were people of knowledge. They were those corrupt, evil scholars. And from the wisdom of this is to be aware and to know that there are individuals who ascribe to this ummah who do the same thing. They're upon the same way, the ways of al-jahiliyyah. So Ibn Kathir says they used to hear the word of Allah, then they used to change it. Meaning that they would interpret it contrary to its correct interpretation after having understood it clearly. And they know the proper interpretation, they know the correct understanding, but it did not coincide with their desires and their whims, so they would change that. They would make the contrary interpretation after having understood it clearly. مِن بَعْدِ مَا أَقَلُوهُ, after they understood and they know what it means. أَيْ فَهِمُوهُ عَلَى الْجَلِيَّةِ, I mean they understood it very clearly. وَمَا هَذَا يُخَارِفُونَهُ عَلَى بَصِيرًا, despite all of that, knowingly opposed it while being fully aware. knowingly opposed it while being fully aware that they were mistaken in their distortions and interpretations. That they are mistaken in their distortions and interpretations. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُخْطِئُونَ فِيمَا ذَهَبُوا إِلَيْهِ مِنْ تَحْرِيفِهِ وَالتَّأْوِيلِ وَهَذَا الْمَقَامُ شَبِيهٌ بِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى. And this is similar to the statement of Allah the Most High. فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ لَعَنَّاهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً يَحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَنْ مَوَاضِئِهِ. Because of their breaking the covenant, we cursed them and made their hearts grow hard. They changed their words from their right places. This is what happens whenever a person, he breaks the covenant and he violates the rights of the shahada. He violates the rights of the shahada. There's a covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon entering the fold of Islam. And that is in the shahada and la ilaha illallah. And that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. And true worship lies in obedience and servitude, humbleness and submission, inwardly and outwardly. Inwardly and outwardly. So from the what happened to them is that they had been granted knowledge. They were favored in this manner with knowledge, with prophets coming to them in their lineage, and many times prophets back to back. And they were given great guidance in this manner. And also they had authority in the land, and they were made kings. And they abused that knowledge. They abused that knowledge, and they misused that knowledge to obtain a worldly gain. To obtain a worldly gain. So in return, their hearts grew hard. Their hearts grew hard. So they violated the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of upholding the knowledge and bearing that property and applying it in their life and abiding by it and calling to it clearly in that manner. And they opposed that and clung to the earth. They opposed that and clung, and they're holding fast to the earth and to the delights of this life, and they misused that knowledge. وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ خَاسِيَةً. Then we made their hearts hard. And in return also, whenever the hearts become hard, they strive even more diligently to misinterpret the words of Allah Azza wa Jal, to hold fast to the worldly life. قال قتادة رحمه الله في قوله ثم يحرفونه من بعد ما أقالوه وهم يعلمون. قتادة, he mentioned that they're the Jews, and then they distorted the words. Then they distorted the words of Allah after they understood it clearly. While they know, قال هم اليهود كانوا يسمعون كلام الله ثم يحرفونه من بعد ما أقالوه ووعوا. That they are the Jews. This is in reference to the Jews specifically, that they used to hear the word of Allah and then they would distort it after having comprehended it and retained it. And they understood it properly. They knew what it means. And then along with that knowledge and understanding and knowing that they're wrong, they distorted it with great hopes for the worldly life. This is the means for the hearts to grow hard with the other billah. وقال مجاهد الذين يحرفونه والذين يكتمونه هم العلماء منهم. Mujahid said those who altered and concealed the book were the scholars among them. It's the scholars among them. So this is the first part of the evidences that the author he's mentioning. And this is with regards to the first issues that he's saying as well. Their leaders were anna immatahum imma alimun fajir wa imma abidun jahil. So this is the first aspect here. He mentioned two portions of the verse. This first aspect, وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. This is with regards to the ulama, al-fujjar, al-ulama, al-fasaqa, and in the corrupt and evil scholars. This is the example of that from the Jews specifically. From the Jews specifically, وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. That their scholars, they were corrupt and they were wicked. They were evil and they abused the knowledge and betrayed the trust. وَقَالَ أَبُو الْعَارِيَةِ عَمَدُوا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فِي كِتَابِهِمْ من نعت محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فحرفوه عن مواضعه. Abu al-Aliya رحمه الله, he mentions a specific aspect of that, and that is that they deliberately altered what Allah had revealed in their book regarding the description of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, changing it from its proper context and from the detailed aspects of how they distorted and they changed and they hid and concealed much of that which was revealed to them, is changing the description of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and concealing that in their books. Because Allah, he mentioned the description of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their books, and they know that. They know that the way that they know their own sons. They knew the description of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the way that they know their own children. The way that they know their own children because of the description that had come in their books. Because of the description that had come in their books, but they concealed that. But they concealed that and they hid that. قال السدي. السدي, he mentioned, وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ أَيْ أَنَّهُمْ أنهم أذنبوا. And they know, meaning they know that they're sinning with regards to that. They know that they're sinning with regards to that. وقال ابن وهب, قال ابن زيد في قوله. Ibn Wahb narrated from Ibn Zayd regarding the verse, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, يسمعون كلام الله ثم يحرفونه. That they used to hear the word of Allah and then they distort it. قال التوراة التي أنزلها الله عليهم يحرفونها ويجعلون الحلال فيها حراما والحرام فيها حلالا والحق فيها باطلا والباطل فيها حقا. He said that it refers to the Torah which Allah had revealed to them. They distorted, making lawful what was unlawful and unlawful what was lawful, turning truth into falsehood and falsehood into truth and falsehood into truth. إذا جاءهم المحق برشوة أخرجوا له كتاب الله وإذا جاءهم الممطل برشوة أخرجوا له ذلك الكتاب. He said, if someone came to them with a bribe, they brought out the book of Allah for him in a way that suited him. And if another come, and if another one came, and if someone came, and he was a person of truth, and he was correct, and they would bring out the book of Allah, and they would defend him because he would bribe them. So they would bring the book of Allah, and they would clarify for him his right, and based upon the fact that he gave them the bribe. But if another person was upon falsehood came out with a different bribe, they twisted it likewise. They would twist it and they would change it. If someone came to them, but then he said, Rahimahullah, وَإِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَحَدٌ يَسْأَلُهُمْ شَيْئًا لَيْسَ فِهِ حَقٌ وَلَا رِشْوَةٌ وَلَا شَيْءٌ أَمَرُوهُ بِالْحَقِّ أَمَرُوهُ بِالْحَقِّ فَقَالَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. But if someone came to them without any bribe or personal interest, then they would guide him to the truth. Thus Allah, he said to them, do you enjoin righteousness upon the people while you forget yourselves? Although you recite the scriptures, have you no sense? While you recite the scriptures, do you not have any sense? Do you not have any sense? So this is the example of the Jews that we have been warned from being like. We have been warned from imitating them and from resembling them and from the people of Jahiliyyah in general, but specifically the Jews and the Christians, as well as the pagans and polytheists, were forbidden from imitating them. And this is from the greatest attributes and traits of the Jews. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ that they have knowledge, but they abuse that knowledge. And they betrayed the trust with regards to that, and they use that knowledge to obtain worldly gain. Thus they violated the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's been narrated from Sufyan ibn Uyayn rahimahullah that in the 198, he said, من فسد من علمائنا فله شبه باليهود ومن فسد من عبادنا فله شبه بالنصارى. That whoever is corrupted from our scholars, then he has a resemblance to the Jews. And whoever is corrupted from our devout worshippers, then he has a resemblance to the Christians. This is because the Jews, they have knowledge, but they misuse it. They're corrupt in their knowledge. They have knowledge, but they have bad intentions. And they show preference for this worldly life and for authority and position in the dunya. So those who are corrupted from this ummah, likewise, they have a resemblance to that accordingly. And those who if the resemblance of something becomes strong, then it takes that ruling. And meaning that they will likewise share in the anger of Allah as well as accordingly. So those misguided scholars or students of knowledge who are corrupted in their intention, although they have religious authority, but they abuse that and misuse that, and they betray the trust with regards to the knowledge, they have resemblance to the Jews. And therefore, likewise, they share in a portion of the anger and the wrath of Allah accordingly. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ and those people who are devout in worship, but they don't have care or concern for knowledge, and they worship Allah without light or guidance, then they resemble the Christians, because this is the ways of the Christians. They speak about Allah without knowledge, and they worship Allah without light or guidance, and therefore they go astray. And they're deviant. So likewise, those from this ummah who follow that way, they're similar to that. And they share in deviation. So this is the topic. So a believer, he must strive to obtain knowledge and be sincere in that. If he's going to worship Allah, which is incumbent, no doubt about that, it must be upon light and knowledge. It must not be upon desires and whims, nor customs and cultures, rather upon guidance that was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even if a person is not going to be a great scholar and spend his life seeking knowledge, it's incumbent to seek knowledge still in the amount that he will be able to rectify his religion, and that he will be able to have the correct creed and have the correct understanding of the deen, and likewise the correct application of the daily obligations. This is an incumbent amount of knowledge that he must seek. And if there's anything else in this life that he intends to get involved in likewise, then he has to learn the details of that before he gets involved. And we all know the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is authentic, collected by Ibn Majah from the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu, طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيضَةً ala kulli Muslim. Seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim. And a particular or a specific amount in order to not be like the Christians and worship Allah upon misguidance and deviation. In order to not be like the hypocrites and to claim one thing and do something contrary. And then likewise to be sincere in that knowledge and to not be like the Jews, those who misuse the knowledge and the religious authority. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned so many traits of the Jews in His book. So many different characteristics and traits all throughout the Quran as a warning from the for the believers not to follow them or to be tried by the likes of their foul and lowly ways, and to take admonition from that which happened to them, and how they earned the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His wrath, and how they were belittled, and how they will have great torment and failure in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in Surah Baqarah, Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بأهدي أوفي بأهديكم وإياي فارحبون. O children of Israel, remember my favor which I bestowed upon you and fulfill your obligations to my covenant. وأوفوا بأهدي. Remember the favors and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla at the head of them guidance to the ways of the prophets and messengers. عليهم الصلاة والسلام. This is the head of that favor and blessing to remember. وأوفوا بأهدي and fulfill my covenant. وَأَوْفُوا بِأَهْدِي and fulfill my covenant, the covenant of لا إله إلا الله, and the covenant of surrender and submission, working for the pleasure of Allah and the hopes of paradise. This is the covenant and promise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَوْفِي بِأَهْدِيكُمْ. If you do that, I will fulfill my covenant with you. Meaning, I will not punish you, I will forgive you your sins, I will pardon you and admit you into paradise and cover your faults. وَإِيَّايَ فَارْحَبُونَ. And me, it is me that you must fear alone. It is me that you must fear alone. But what did they do? Divided that trust. Allah, He says, وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرِينَ بِهِ وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِي ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونَ. And believe in what I have sent down to you. Any meaning from this Quran? If you believed in Musa alayhi salam, then believe likewise in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because the Quran is confirming that which is with you from the Torah and from the Injil. And do not be the first to disbelieve. And in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while you have knowledge, and do not buy or purchase with my verses a small price. This is the shaykh. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِي ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونِ. Do not purchase a miserable gain, a worldly price, by way of my verses. And he buy the knowledge that they have been blessed with. So this is what they did. They purchased this worldly life with the knowledge of the hereafter. وَلِيَوْذِ بِاللَّهِ. They purchased misguidance with guidance. And they purchased the anger of Allah with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they purchased this life with the hereafter. They sold their souls. This is the case of the Jews and the people of knowledge who are deviant and misguided. Allah, He mentioned about them, وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Do not mix the truth with falsehood, nor conceal the truth while you know. So this is some of the things that they were upon. This is their way. They confuse the people by mixing the truth with falsehood. They don't bring clear falsehood. Rather, they bring falsehood decorated with the truth. That's why it's so important to have knowledge. And this is how they manipulated the people, and this is how they had authority over the people, and they run them by misusing them and their knowledge, and decorating the truth with falsehood, and mixing things up and making them unclear for people who did not know, and using them. And the people and this ummah, likewise, again, they share in that. وَلِيَوْذِ بِاللَّهِ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. And establish the prayer and give the charity and bow down with those who bow down. This is what they were ordered likewise. So from the attributes and characteristics of those misguided people of knowledge who ascribe to knowledge that they're insincere is that they fall short of fulfilling these rites. From that is the prayer and the charity. They're not trustworthy and they do not fulfill the obligations of the salah. And likewise, the obligatory charities and so on and so forth, nor do they bow down with those who bow down. Any meaning that they're negligent with regards to the congregational prayer. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسِكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْرُونَ الْكِتَابَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. And do you order the people with goodness and you forget your own souls? And do you order the people to do good yet you do not do it yourself? Do you forbid the people from evil yet you perpetrate it yourself? Do you not have any understanding? So these are some of the traits, and this continues all the way until approximately verse 120 something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions trait after trait with regards to the characteristics of the people of the book, with regards to the characteristics of Bani Israel. of Bani Israel, wa liyadhi billah, ya Bani Israel, all the way to verse number 122. If you read from here, verse number 40, all the way to verse number 122, these are all verses about Bani Israel, clarifying their traits. You will find here the traits of the people who carry knowledge and they're insincere, and the traits contrary to that are those who carry knowledge while they are sincere. If you read these verses here and you ponder over them and you reflect, you will see these individuals as if they're standing in front of you. As if they are standing in front of you. So what they do is they conceal knowledge. The people of knowledge who are corrupt and who abuse knowledge, they conceal knowledge and they reveal that which is beneficial for them. That which is beneficial for them and in their best interest, then they spread that knowledge, and that which is not in their best interest, then they conceal that knowledge. It's been narrated from Abdurrahman ibn Mahdi, rahimahullah. He died in year 198. He said, "Ahlu hadith yaruna ma lahum wa ma alayhim, wa ahlu lahwa la yaruna illa ma lahum." That the people of hadith, the true scholars of hadith, they narrate that which is for them and against them. And as for the people of desires, then they only narrate that which is for them. They only narrate that which is for them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions about those who conceal knowledge and do not reveal it, the great threat that they have. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَيَشْتَرُونَ بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا أُولَٰئِكَ مَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ إِلَّا النَّارِ وَلَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Verily those who conceal what Allah has set down in the book and purchase a small gain thereof, and you purchase with that knowledge and religious authority, worldly gains. Worldly gains, they eat nothing in their bellies except for fire. They eat nothing in their bellies except for fire. The wealth that they get unlawfully by betraying the trust and misusing the religious authority, the wealth that they earn from that, they're eating nothing in their bellies except for fire. Allah will not speak to them on the day of resurrection, nor purify them. And they were granted the words of Allah. They're carrying the words of Allah. But on the day of resurrection, because they belittled those words and they did not uphold the right of that, Allah will not speak to them. وَالْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْحَمَدِ. And Allah, He will not speak to them. Allah, the people in the hellfire, what will they say? They will call and beg Allah. Allah will say, "Iqsa'u fiha wa la tukallimun." You'll be disgraced inside there. And in the fire, do not speak to me. Do not speak to me. And then Allah will not purify them, and they will have a painful punishment. They'll have a painful punishment. Allah, He says about them, "Ulaika alladhina ishtarau dhalalata bil huda wal adhaba bil maghfirah fama asbarahum ala an-nar." Those are they who have purchased error with the price of guidance. The price of guidance. اشتروا ضلالة بالهدى. بالهدى. The ba here, this is the iwad. So this is the thing that you give. So they got guidance and they gave it away for misguidance. والعذاب بالمغفرة. They had forgiveness, they gave it away. They used that to purchase the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is what they're doing. This is the reality of their affair. So how bold are they with regards to the fire? How bold are they in facing the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In facing the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He warned the people in His book, وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِأَهْدِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا إِنَّمَا إِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Do not purchase a small gain at the cost of Allah's covenant. And do not purchase and sell your religion and your deen for a worldly gain, a worldly price, a worldly benefit. Verily, what is with Allah is better for you if you only knew. مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. That which is, whatever is with you is going to be exhausted and go away, and that which with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it remains forever. So these are some examples of the Jews that we are warned from imitating. And this is from the leaders of the people of al-Jahiliyyah, wicked scholars with bad intentions, scholars who abuse the knowledge, people of knowledge who abuse the trust and misuse their religious authority and manipulate and use the people. The other aspect, what were they? They were the al-Jahil, al-Abid al-Jahil. And this is in the statement that the author, He is referring to, وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. And from them likewise is the ummi. وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ. From them likewise, meaning from the Jews, there are people who are ummiyun. Allah knows best. What is referred to here is the layman. is the layman and the ignorant. Minhum ummiyun la ya'lamun al-kitaba illa amaniyya. They do not know anything from the book except for amaniyya. The word amani is the plural of umniyya. And this word, it has a number of meanings. That amani is the plural of umniyya. And from the meanings of that, al-umniyya ma yatamannahu al-insan li nafsihi. Umniyya is like a hope or desire, a wish a person he has for himself. He has hopes or desires for himself. And also from the meaning of al-umniyya is al-kadhib. لا يعلمون ومنهم أميون لا يعلمون الكتاب إلا أماني. إلا أماني meaning except for false hopes. Any upon the person's interpretation. The other interpretation, إلا الكاذيب, except for lies. It's been narrated from Uthman. He said, رضي الله عنه, ما تمنيت منذ أسلمت. And I never lied ever since I accepted Islam. So this word أماني also it means الكاذيب, lies. They don't know anything from the book except for lies. And except for the lies that their deviant scholars have promised them. Therefore, they have empty hopes. They have false hopes. And another interpretation likewise is that of al-amani, yani at-tilawa. This word also means, at-tamanna also means at-tilawa. So the word al-amani, it could mean recitation, it could mean lies, or it could mean false hopes. This one word has this meaning. And Allah, He mentioned in His book, إِلَّا إِذَا تَمَنَّ أَلْقَى الشَّيْطَانُ فِي أُمْنِيَتِهِ. And whenever one of the prophets, he would recite, إِذَا تَمَنَّ إِذَا تَلَى. Whenever he would recite, the devil, he would try to mislead the people and distort the understanding of his recitation. It's been mentioned in some lines of poetry. Likewise, تَمَنَّ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ أَخِرَ لَيْلَةٍ تَمَنِيَ دَاوُدَ الزَّبُورَ عَلَى Rusli, tamanna kitab Allah, iqra kitab Allah. The way that Dawood, he would recite the Zabur in the end of the night. So this word here, illa amani. Wominhum ummiyuna la ya'lamuna al-kitaba illa amani. From them, from the Jews, there are ummiyun, they're laymen, ignorant people. Ignorant people who do not know anything of the book except for amani. So it's been mentioned, except they don't know anything except for false hopes. False hopes that they have, meaning that they're going to be the ones who enter paradise, and that they're going to go to Jannah, or that the fire will only test them for a number of days, or that they're the children of Allah and the most beloved of Allah. All of these are the false hopes that their scholars had mentioned to them, and that they believe them, and in reality they're lies. The other interpretation is that they don't know anything except for the book. Illa amani, illa at-tilawa. They do not know anything from the book except for recitation. Any meaning that they do not know anything about the book except for recitation. So all of this is incumbent to know the ways of the people of Jahiliyyah and how they are deviant, how they're misguided, and how they deviated from the path. From that is that they believe in false hopes, meaning they do not have strong knowledge. And from that is that also they believe in lies. They do not have truth. They don't have certainty. They're affected by misdoubts. They're taken advantage of by people of knowledge who are deviant and misguided. And from that is that they do not know anything about their book except for recitation, mere recitation. They do not ponder and understand the meanings. They do not seek to learn the law and legislation. And if they do, they did not implement that properly. وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. They do nothing, and they have nothing except for conjecture. So this leads us to الثامنة والسبعون, the 78. He says, دعواهم أنهم أولياء الله من دون الناس. That they claim. They have false hopes. So they claim that they're the awliya of Allah, the most beloved of Allah, contrary to the rest of mankind. And meaning that they're the ones whom Allah loves. And Allah, He mentioned that they say, what do the Jews, they say? نحن أبناء الله وحبه. They say that we are the children of Allah and His beloved ones. This is what the Jews and the Christians, they claim for themselves. Yani and the likes. And Allah, He mentions, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ مِنْ دَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَالِصَةً مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّهُ الْمَوْتَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Say to them then, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if the hereafter is for you specifically only, and you're the truly awliya of Allah azza wa jal, and you're truly the beloved of Allah, and you love Allah so much, then why don't you just hope for death then? Wish for death so that you can meet your beloved. But they'll never wish for death. Because they know that they're sinful. They know that they're wrong. They know that they're misguided, and they know that they have deviated. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. So this is from their ways likewise, praising themselves, believing in these false hopes. At-tasiya wa sab'un, number 79. Da'wahum mahabbatullahi ma tarkihim shar'ahu. فَطَارَبَهُمْ اللَّهُ بِقَوْلِهِ قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. That they claim to love Allah, along with the fact that they abandoned His legislation. Along with the fact that they abandoned His legislation. This is the ways of the people of deviation. This is the ways of the people of Jahiliyyah. This is the ways of the Jews specifically. وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ. They have false hopes. They have false beliefs. They think that they're going to go to Jannah and they don't do anything. They don't do anything. So Allah tried them with his statement, say to them, O Muhammad, if you love Allah, then follow me. If you love Allah, then follow me. So we've seen likewise previously that they make false claims. So these false claims will not benefit anyone whatsoever. Rather, it's knowledge and light and evidence and proof from revelation and guidance that was revealed that clarifies who is truthful and who is honest and who is upright and who is a liar and who is deceiving and who is misguided. Who is misguided. He says, الثمانون, we close with this one, number 80. تمنيهم الأماني الكاذبة. كَقَوْلِهِمْ لَنْ تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودًا. The fact that they have these false empty hopes. Like their statement that they say that the fire is only going to touch us for a number of days. وَقَوْلِهِمْ لَنْ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا. And like the statement of Allah the Most High, and they say that no one went to paradise except for the one who was a Jew or a Christian. What did Allah say after that? تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُّهُمْ. They said they're false hopes. These are their false and empty hopes. قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Brother, bring your evidence and proof if you're truthful. Bring your evidence and proof that you alone are going to enter paradise if you are truthful. So they lied with regards to that, and they did not bring the evidence or proof. And this is the ways of the people of deviation. Allah, He mentioned in His book, لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ وَلَا أَمَانِي أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. It's not from your false hope. Entering paradise is not from your false hopes, nor the false and empty hopes of the people of the books. مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجَزَ بِهِ وَلَا يَجِدْ لَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. And whoever works evil, then he will be recompensed by that. And he will not find anyone as a helper or protector besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا. And whoever works righteous deeds while he's a believer, whether a male or female, then this is the one that will enter paradise, and he will not be harmed the speck of a day stone. So it's by working righteous deeds. Whenever Allah, He mentions, وَقَالُوا لَن تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. What did Allah say after that? قُلْ اتَّخَذْتُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَهْدًا فَلَن يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ عَهْدًا أَمْ تَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ بَلَى مَنْ كَسَبَ سَيِّئَةً وَحَاطَتْ بِهِ خَطِيئَتُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. So these points that the author, He is mentioning here from the affairs of a Jahiliyyah, wallahi, they're great. And this all indicates a great understanding and pondering and reflecting over the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and a strong connection with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must strive to learn these ways of misguidance and the ways of the people of al-Jahiliyyah to purify ourselves from them. Purify ourselves, our understanding, our creed from them. The true believer, he believes in the truth and he follows the truth. He does not follow falsehood and have false hopes. He does not believe in lies. Many of the ummah, they're affected by these affairs. They believe in lies. They believe that the man in the grave can save them, that the man in the grave will connect them to Allah Azza wa Jal. They believe that if you call on Ali or Fatima or Hussein and the likes like this, they respond to you. Whether they call that Tawheed. Waliyadhu billah. And so many examples of this likewise. There's individuals who ascribe to this ummah. They call him a sheikh. And if you want something from him, you have to go to him and give him money. You have to go to him and give him. If you go to him, you give him money, he'll make dua for you. He'll make dua for you and the likes like this. This is something that's well known. There's individuals who ascribe to knowledge, and they're the sheikh, and they're the one who's respected, and they're the teacher. But before you get something from him, like dua, for example, or astaghfirullah, you have to pay him money. You have to pay him money. You go to him when you visit him. They go like this, and they're just giving him money like this, and then he makes dua for you, or he likes you, he's happy with you, so on and so forth. This is a reality. This is a reality. These people are seen and they're known, and they mislead and they cause the people to deviate in a great manner. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ.